I just pray for each one of us as Ellen brings the word. Father God, we thank you that you are a good God. And you are a living God who speaks to your children through your word. And we pray that as Ellen brings the word this morning, you'll prepare our hearts to receive it. Give us ears to hear what you want us to hear. And may your word bring about change, that we may truly be your witnesses, your children, sharing your love and your truth around us, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Good morning, church.
Good morning.
Wow. Good to be here. Good to be here in the church, in the community. And yeah, because we are a community of believers who believes in the Lord Jesus Christ as their Saviour and their hope. And so I just want to pray before, thank you Nelly for praying for me, but I just want to pray for God to open up things here today. Lord, we thank you for who you are. We thank you, Father, as Fiona said, you are a good God. And we can come before you and stand before you today. Lord, you know every person in this place. Every person, you know everything about them, Almighty God. I pray, Father, Lord, that you will touch each one today. Touch each one by the power of your Spirit, the Spirit of the living God. Touch each one so they know, Lord, that the God is real, God is in their life. And God wants the best for them, Almighty. So, Lord, we lift it up to you. We thank you, Lord, that this is your day. Come, Holy Spirit. Lord, come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit, into this place, yeah. Almighty God. Oh, thank you, Father. We thank you, Father, for who you are. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. So, are we ready? Are we ready to receive what God has for us today? How big is the God you know? Are you expecting God to move with greater power in your life? Do you want God to perform miracles in your life and people around us?
Yes.
You don't need to wait for a Sunday service to attain the presence of God to come into your life. If you're a child of God, you live with his presence through the Holy Spirit every day.
Amen.
You know, when I'm leading up to this, I've been, a song that's coming to me, and it's an old song, and I won't sing it because that'll send you out. But it's Come Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit, full of fresh on us. Come, Holy Spirit, full of fresh on us today. I won't sing it, I told you. But God wants to come. He is open to receive what you have, what he has for you today. Are you open? Are you open? Are you ready to receive the Holy Spirit? Because he is. He's ready to come. What I do know, that God wants to move with greater power in our lives. But are we ready? Are we ready? I wanted to turn to the person next to you and tell them, if you are ready, I am ready. So, in 2 Corinthians 3:16 it says, but whenever anyone turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Yeah. And we all know who with unveiled faces contemplates the Lord's glory are being transformed into his image with increasing glory, which comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit. We are ready, Lord. Our church is ready. Our church is ready for the move of the Spirit. And that comes from each one of us. It comes from each one of us that's going out and asking God, come into my life. Come into to know, come in to help me through certain circumstances in my life. The previous verse to the one above describes how Moses communicates God's law to the Israelites, but he has to cover his face with a veil because they may see the fading of the glory. While in 2 Corinthians 3, 16 and 18, Paul was saying that believers in the New Testament don't have a veil as they reflect the glory of the Lord. Amen. And doing so, we are being transformed into the Lord's likeness. We are transformed into Christ's likeness step by step. Don't you know? Don't you know that we are God's temple? That God's Spirit, the Holy Spirit, lives within us. God is raising up his people and his church to take their place in the kingdom. There'll be a time where there is one body and God's people will march to one tune.
Awesome.
The tune of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
We are chosen and predestined in Christ Jesus. God gave his only son so we could be set free from all sin and bondage. God can give you that freedom you require through the Holy Spirit. God is calling us into freedom. Praise God. So I just want to run a video, and it's a cap video. But yeah, if we could do that, Derek, that'd be cool.
I was living in a single room with my son in what was actually a garage. At that time, I felt like things were quite helpless, and that makes you stay awake at night, makes you not want to get up in the morning all at the same time. It's hideous. I'd lost myself completely under mounds of debt that I had incurred through all sorts of things that can happen to almost anyone in life. The different things that would happen, like birthday parties, and you want to be looking forward to it, and you want to be supporting your son and getting him excited, and what does he want to choose his friend for his friend's birthday, and instead you're actually really worried about how you're going to eat the next week after you've bought this present. And it's something so simple. I felt really like worthless, like I wasn't a good enough mum, and like I was holding my son back. I was genuinely terrified that I wasn't going to be able to keep on being a mum if I didn't get more income and organise our lives, because I couldn't even feed us, or, you know, we'd got to a point where we'd be living in a garage, and I just didn't feel I was a good mum anyway, so I couldn't figure out what to do. I found out about CAP when I was sitting in the WINS office, in the welfare office, and I saw a poster on their wall, so I called them, but it was quite scary to actually call them. The first phone call to CAP was good because they prayed with me, they cared about my life. They seemed to care about me more than my debt, actually, is what it was, as they were really interested in me and my son, and not the debt. When they sent around a lady called Vanessa, it was the first time that someone had told me I was doing well. And when she said that, I couldn't believe it, but I was determined to get to a place where I believed it. In my first visit with Vanessa, she prayed with me and asked for that Lord's support to come into my life and to shelter me from the storms. And I really was moved by that. Things will get hard and they will go up and they will go down, but you're not alone anymore. And so it's better. It's not the same as before you've made that phone call. You're never alone again. They work very hard to make sure of it. It's like there's this team of people that are there representing God's love on earth that won't judge you. How things had changed brought so much hope that if I was surviving before, gosh, I must really have a chance at living soon. When Cap called me to say that I was debt free, it was like this relief switch had just gone off and it actually felt so crazy. I went with it, so I just whooped and hollered. I did a crazy dance, lost focus completely. Can't remember anything else about that day. It was debt free day. Now that I'm on the other side of this debt journey, where I'm actually able to start planning my life, I'm able to start believing that I'm actually worth this and this is going to turn out okay. That help that people have put into this CAP organisation, and the time and the effort and everything that everybody does in every single prayer, is priceless. I get to be a mum, and before I really didn't feel like I got to be a mum. I felt like it was just a joke. It was so hard, and it was like I was pretending or something. It didn't feel real. It didn't feel like I could really be a mum. Like when he would say, oh, you know, let's do this, it would be straight away, that feeling would be worry, it wouldn't be excitement. That was before. Now it's like, let's do it. When can we do it? Let's make it happen. And it's a whole new world. That's what being a mum is. You make it happen. That's cool. I love it. It's the best time of my life now. It really is.
It is amazing, isn't it? It is. And that's what CAP is doing every single day, for people to come to CAP and they'll be set free. But that is only one aspect of what God wants to do in people's lives. If you see with Emma, she came to the Lord through that process. She now knows, she's now a child of the living God.
Hallelujah.
She knows that God will be with her where she goes. And so it's more than the debt. It's more than the debt. Emma's story is one of hope and freedom, where she was living in the world of despair and poverty before CAP. But because of the presence of the Holy Spirit coming into her life, and CAP workers being there to help her, to take her on a journey to come out of debt, she was able to have hope for the future that she thought she would never have. The chains were broken. And she had freedom. The chains had been broken in regards being unworthy, where she thought that she wasn't a good mum to her son. No, a good mum to her son. And Vanessa, the CAP debt coach, mentioned to Emma what a great job she was bringing, how she was bringing up her son. We don't know how a little bit of encouragement makes such a huge difference to an individual. Knowing Vanessa, she would have been promoted by the Holy Spirit to bring the word of encouragement to Emma. For she would be listening to the Holy Spirit as she'd been walking into Emma's house. Basically, there's a couple of areas where it stopped me from walking into more of God's presence over the 30 years I've known Christ. And one with Emma was unworthiness. You know, writing and praying through the sermon, the Holy Spirit made me aware how sometimes I think I'm not worthy to come before God, whether that is because of sin in my life or thinking that it's only a small matter and I can work it out for God, or that God's too busy. What happens in these situations is Satan is winning the battle. And the longer you stay away from God, the Holy Spirit, the worse the situation becomes. Satan whispers into your ear and brings thoughts to your mind that you can't approach God because of the situation. That is not true. That is not true. And is a lie from the enemy. The other area I struggled with basically for a lot of my time when I became Christ was fear. Fear is opposite of faith. Fear stifles your calling of who you are in Christ, where faith propels you into knowing Christ more. God doesn't give us fear. It is what Satan throws at us to stop us moving forward in God. And early on in my walk, God gave me an answer to counter this by using the scriptures. And especially 2 Timothy 1:7. God didn't give me a spirit of fear, but he gave me a spirit of love, power, and self-control. And I don't know how many times that scripture was used on my journey. That it brought me, I saw it work. I saw it work of changing my attitude of what the Satan had put in my head. Because that's what it was. And so God used that scripture to break that out, break it down. God didn't give me a spirit of fear, but a spirit of love, power, and self-control. Praise God. Amen. Praise God for who he is. That he will come alongside each one of us and know the situation in our lives, and he'll be there for us. Yes, sometimes we have to go through some stuff on the way, but God will be there for you. Amen. Believe that. You know, we've been going through COVID, and it's been a rough couple of years. But God is still there with us. He's still guiding us and showing us the way. He is our Saviour, our hope. He is the one who will take us through this, all this situation, or what situation you're going through. God is good. As Fiona said, God is there with us. And he wants to be with us. That's the key thing. He wants to be with us. He's waiting for us to get alongside. God is wanting us to be with us 24/7, every step of the way. But sometimes we lag behind. Sometimes we think, oh, God may be too busy, or oh, that's too small a thing to bring to God. But that's not God. Because God wants to be with us 24/7. The God of love. Yes, thank you, Lord. The scriptures are a sword, as it tells us in Ephesians 6:17, that we need to combat the acts of the enemy. And one thing I do, and it can become a ritual, but what I do is I read the armor of God every day before I get out of bed, because I need protection around where I'm going. We all do. We need it. We need God thing. We need God to be in control, not us. But we also need to, in my walk, I've seen God move mountains in my life through using scripture. We need to know two average truths about God. God is powerful. God is able. It's in Romans 4:18-21. God is faithful and God is willing. It's in Hebrews 11. We have been created as the sons and daughters of the living God. In 1 John 3:1, it tells us, how great is the love the Father has lavished on us that we should be called children of God. We are children of God. We are God's children, and God is waiting for us to come to him with all our baggage. God knows the number of hairs on your head, because it tells us in Matthew. So he knows what's going on in your life anyway, even before you bring it to him. Don't let Satan have the victory over your life. The victory is with God. We are worthy in the sight of the God, and He has a plan and a purpose for our life that you will not believe. Let us open up to God and let His love flow into every situation. And as Nellie said in Matthew 11:28-30, tell us to come to Him, those who are weary and burdened and need rest. Many of us may be feeling burdened, maybe a burden, or feeling weary and need rest. Jesus is telling us to come to Him so we can let go of the issues that are weighing us down. How many of us today want freedom that only God can give? Let the power of God transform our lives so we have the freedom that God promises. Freedom from unworthiness and freedom from fear. But any other things, I know there's people that need healing here today, but God is the God of breakthrough. Amen. And God wants you to say, yes, I want you, God. So God is a God of breakthrough. Thank you, Lord. Whether it's physically healing, emotional healing, or just, hey, I feel so weary. Because sometimes, yeah, it's like all of us do that. It feels weary, so weary of what's going on around us. Or we're too busy and we don't see God in the midst of it all. But God has come to give newness and freshness. I remember I left a job probably with the Red Cross about a year ago. And how it happened was I applied for the manager's job in Wairarapa. And I was walking up Taranaki Street because it was Webb Street. So I was walking up Taranaki Street because I got the train from the station. And I was walking up there and I was mouthing this over. Yeah, hey, I wanted the job. It's a new job. Something exciting and things like that. And God spoke to me on the journey. And He said, you're not the right person for that job. Because I've been with Red Cross for 7 years. So everyone knew me. Everyone, knew my style and things like that. He said to me, you need someone new and you need someone fresh. So by the time I walked up to the thing, I went in and saw the manager, and I said, I don't want that job. And it's the same with us. We need that newness and freshness to come into our lives. We need that. We need to know. We need to be hearing what God is saying. And I'm the world's worst because I would do it my way if I had my chance. But I know I get into too much trouble that way. And I know that we need to be listening to what God wants us to do. That God wants us to have that newness and freshness in our life. So, where do we go from here? We ask you, Holy Spirit, to come. Come into our congregation today. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit, that you are with us, each one of us. Come into us. Come into the congregation. Thank you, Lord. We release the Spirit of God in this place today. Lord, we ask for the fire of God to come into this place. That it will touch people's lives like they've never been done before. Let there be change. Let there be breakthrough. Let there be hope, Lord. We ask that in your mighty name, Jesus. Come, Holy Spirit. Let there be. Let it be, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. God wants to touch your life. As we open ourselves up to Him, let Him touch your life. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I will give you rest. I will take away the burdens. I will give you rest. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. So we're going to open up the altar. The altar of God. Because God wants to be with you. God wants to guide you and show you the way. So as I ask Fiona to come in the group and worship team, we will open that altar. Come, what he's saying. Come. Come.
Have you come?